Good morning, everyone, and welcome to day 23 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. Let's begin by taking a nice deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. Take a moment to settle into your seat. Get cozy, particularly if you've been traveling in the cold. Or forgot to turn the heat up this morning in your house. Just take a moment to settle into the body, finding that sense of groundedness, letting go of the morning you've already had. And let yourself come into present moment awareness, just noticing how you are this morning. Whether it's the way you want to be or the way you might not want to be, see if you can just meet that with a sense of kindness and gentleness towards yourself. Why not be nice, starting with ourselves? Work with that sense of warm acceptance for however you are. And continuing our discussion of the Eightfold Path, or the inquiries, ways of sort of bringing our practice into the world and into our lives once we leave the meditation cushion or chair, we are on to the next category. So we've finished with right action. There's a lot to do there. And now we're into the next one, which is right livelihood. And traditionally, this is thought of as your job, basically, and not taking a job that causes harm out in the world, not dealing drugs, guns, trafficking, things that cause harm. And so that's a kind of the gross or base kind of category. And I want to, as usual, invite you to consider it in a more expansive kind of way. So first of all, many of you are retired. So that sense of having a job, quote unquote job, in the world is not necessarily what's up in your life. But I want to invite you to consider this idea of livelihood, of whatever your offering the world. And that can be your volunteer work, the work you do in your family, the work you do in your general community, the work you do for your friends. And consider the idea of, where are you of service in the world? And are you bringing a sense of offering service into the world, wherever that is? And because everyone has such unique gifts, are you being generous with your gifts in the world, in your family, in your home, with your time, with your attention, and with your uniqueness? So thinking about the ways in which you are of service in the world, and that you bring a unique gifts to the world today. And let that be the ground of your practice today, this wonderful opportunity that we have to offer ourselves and our uniqueness to those around us. Whether that's making cartoons, or taking your mother-in-law to the doctors, or feeding the cat next door, or having a big job. There are lots of ways we can be of service and bring unique gifts. So let's practice. So again, taking our seat, feeling that sense of groundedness, feet on the floor, seat on the seat, weight of the body resting. And sometimes a way that we can be of service in the world is just by showing up. Thinking about how important it is that everyone in this group shows up, right? The sense of community that we're creating all together. And then from that sense of groundedness, feeling the length of your back, upright but not rigid, not too loose, not too tight. Allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, the sense of opening and softening in front. Connecting to that tender heart, that sense of care for ourselves and others. Finding that sense of balance, of being able to take care of ourselves and to offer our gifts. And then resting our hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it, and allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and connection of our practice together.